Dream Spinner Press presents Sticks and Stones, written by Madeline Urban and Abigail Rue.
Sticks and Stones by Madeline Urban and Abigail Rowe. Chapter 1.
"This has got to be a fire hazard," Ty Grady complained in a strained voice as they inched the heavy pool table across the scarred wooden floor, his broad shoulder pressed to the side of the table as they struggled. Zane Garrett grunted as he pushed the table with his ass braced against the end.
"Would you stop with the fire hazards?" he asked in annoyance. "This wasn't really what I had in mind when I said we should take some time off, do something for ourselves," he grumbled.
"You turned down my black market orchids," Ty reminded. He looked up to see that they'd pushed the table far enough and stopped with an irritated huff. He turned and grabbed a nearby stool, sat it on the pool table, and climbed up on top of it, cursing as the stool wobbled beneath him. He pushed the access panel in the ceiling experimentally. It didn't budge. He banged it with the heel of his hand. It rattled, but didn't pop free.
"The one thing in this place that's built solid," he muttered as he looked around for something to use. There was nothing. There wasn't anything but the pool table and a pub table with two stools in the deserted pool hall. It didn't even have pool cues. He grumbled under his breath and punched the access panel, causing it to crack down the middle. With his movement, the stool wobbled dangerously beneath his feet, and he threw his hands out to the sides to catch his balance. The stool stopped rocking almost as suddenly as it started, and as Ty glanced down, he saw Zane had grabbed it with both hands to hold it steady.
"Careful there, Twinkle Toes," Zane said with a half-smile.
"Thank you," Ty said to him as he shook his hand.
"About time you did something useful."
"Watch your head,"
he warned as he shoved at the pieces of the panel, which fell...